Welcome to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast. We're two work-from-home entrepreneurs who are laughing their way through life, parenthood, and owning creative businesses.
I'm Katie Day, a photographer, comedy writer, and performer, and mom of four.
And I'm Shaylee Murphy, a video producer, interior designer, and mom of one.
Guys, the best thing I have done to revolutionize the way I prep dinner is to hire a celebrity chef to come to my house and do all of the planning and prepping for me for the entire week. Now, who is this chef? Me. I'm the chef. Okay, now maybe I'm not a celebrity, but I feel like one when it's a Sunday night and I've got all the things I need and all I have to do is chop and shop. Oh, I'm freestyling. Uh-oh. Guys, I get so in the zone. I put on my music or a podcast, and I just go ahead and prepare everything I need for the whole week. And then the rest of the week, all it is just popping things in the oven and eating and enjoying, and there's no more thinking. Because Allison, a real celebrity chef at PrepDish.com, has done all the thinking for me. She made me a list, detailed instructions, a detailed shopping list, and it gets sent to my inbox every week, and all I have to do is run to the grocery store, carve out a couple hours, and it's done. PrepDish.com/SK. Guys, you got to check it out. 2 weeks free. This is a no-brainer. I know so many creative people who would love to own their own business, but they don't do it. They don't take the leap because they're so scared of the numbers and the bookkeeping and the accounting and the taxes and the stuff that doesn't come naturally to them. But fortunately for creative entrepreneurs, FreshBooks Cloud Accounting has taken all of the guesswork of how to keep track of your stuff. If I can use it, you can use it. Believe me, they've thought it through. It's user-friendly. And guess what? You can try it for free. You don't even have to enter a credit card. If you go to FreshBooks.com/SK and enter Shaylee and Katie in the How Did You Hear About Us section. I love being able to try stuff out, tour the whole program, see how the invoices look. They're so pretty. Try the time tracking, try the mobile expenses. It is all there for you. All you have to do is go and sign up. It's free, no risk, no credit card. Check them out. Hey guys, welcome back to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast. Today we are going to be talking about Instagram.
Instagram. Now wait, is Instagram sponsoring this?
Nope.
We have to like disclaim that they have nothing to do with this.
They don't need us.
Instagram doesn't need, or anyone.
They're fine.
Other than Facebook, apparently.
Instagram, we tend to spend a decent portion of our day on Instagram. It can be very useful. It can serve a lot of purposes. So I think this is going to end up being a multi-part series because once we started getting going, there was a lot there. Well, so for this first installment, though, I want to get really personal about my actual Instagram and how it's changed and my thought process through all of that, kind of what I've been learning recently. So this one's going to be a lot of focusing on like the content that you're posting, in the shape of like journaling memories, actual like memory making. It's going to be a little bit less about business this time, but we're going to save that for another one.
It's coming. Yeah.
There will be a lot of business talk in this one though, kind of like
sorting
out the difference.
But if you are your brand, it all kind of connects.
Yes, personal brand, it's all connected. So before we get into that, we, of course, have to thank our final sponsor for this episode, our fake sponsor.
Right, yes.
This episode is brought to you by
that
one clean corner
of your house.
That
we
one
all have one.
One. On any given day, if you need to Instagram something.
Like a baby.
And you need your house to appear perfect.
Right.
You usually can find about one clean corner of your house where you can prop everything up, and who's to say what the rest of your house looks like?
It probably looks like that.
Yeah, probably.
I'd say.
There's no photo proof that it doesn't look like that.
No, there's only clean corners.
Because who would take a picture of that part?
There's a whole feed of clean corners.
Absolutely. And hopefully your clean corner varies from day to day. Otherwise, you know, your feed gets a little boring, but
the rest of your house gets a little dirty.
Yep. Okay, so we need some taglines for that one clean corner of your house.com.
Okay.
That one clean corner of your house. Hey, if you can't find one, you can always shove everything to the left and get your picture real quick. That one clean corner of your house.
We've all done it. That one clean corner of your house. Hey, Opal, I know this is your nursery, but no playing today. This is my clean corner of the house today. I'm sorry. Sorry, Opal.
Unfortunately, Shaylee has a beautiful photographic, photogenic wallpaper in the place where her kid plays the most. So, you know.
Move your crab! Mommy needs the wallpaper. It was very expensive. Very expensive. I had a little mini stress moment because she had a fake pizza cutter, like a Play-Doh pizza cutter, and was like rolling it on the wallpaper. Uh-huh. And I just had this like moment of like, I'm going to walk in one day and she's going to pin all over this wallpaper. And I'm going to like,
yeah, probably
have to restrain myself from going crazy, mommy.
It'll blend in. It's very busy.
It is black. Busy? What?
No, like perfect.
Just
like,
kidding. I'm kidding.
Perfectly detailed.
Okay. That one clean corner of your house.
So thanks, one clean corner of your house. I'm going to go ahead and I just want to state the date out loud because since I'm going to be talking about technology, I feel like just in the event you're listening from a year from now, this could all be very different. So this episode was recorded on December 18th, 2017. The most recent update of Instagram, it has those stories that did disappear in 24 hours, but they now can be archived. This is like super recent.
I don't fully understand that. I'm going to be honest. I've archived some and then I'm just like making little like a gingerbread house archive of Opal. And I don't know. Like, do I want that forever? I don't know, but I have it.
You at least can decide later instead of 24 hours later going, oh, wait, I never saved that. Oh, it's gone. Is it gone? I don't know. What are you doing with our memories, Zuckerberg?
Is this healthy for me? I can't decide.
I can't decide. But anyway, so Instagram, yes. And I'm also going to be talking about chat books. So before I get
into... You can also follow hashtags. That's the other big thing that just came out with Instagram.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You can follow hashtags. I don't even know what it means yet, but you can.
Oh, see? Okay. I just learned that, guys.
Sorry. I just want to make sure someone's not like, you're behind.
That's good.
December 17th.
I was. Okay, so I have four kids. I am learning, since Callie's baby book has not been updated past her first birthday, I'm learning that there is a decent chance I might not be the baby book making type a gal. When there's blanks for things I don't have the information for, like there's a whole page of like what weight she was on each month.
Hospital band, you're like, I threw that away.
Times four. It starts to give me anxiety. You can't even rip the page out because it's not like perforated. It's just going to be in there forever empty. It's just like calling to me.
And the blank spot is next to the like, my first photo that you do have. So right. Like, well, exactly. Great. Now it's blaringly obvious that like, I didn't have this thing.
I was super, super excited about Callie's baby book when I was pregnant with her. Keep in mind, first kid, I did not have kids yet. And I was like,
I haven't completed my baby book with my first kid.
Right.
So you're ahead.
So anyway, and then it's like, well, however many details I had for Callie, I'd at least have to have for the rest of them. And then I think, what is like, where's my baby book? Like, do I care? Am I like, am I when I go home
Mom?
Well, we have one, I'm sure, but it's at my mom's house. And then when we go over, it tends to be all of us looking at like all of the photo albums with all of us in them. And it's not just like, who wants to look at the archival evidence of just me alone? Anyone? No? Just that's just for me?
Just me?
So I've been thinking about this and kind of like letting it play out in the back of my brain as like one of those unfinished tasks that you're like, no, I really will. I will. I don't know. Maybe when you all go to college, I'll just like go back through all these intense amount of digital files and print for the first time and make sure that they're still compatible on whatever, you know, upgraded.
Okay, I have one Saturday afternoon and 500,000 photos.
Exactly. And they're all buried in like a three edition old MacBook that I'm not even sure if I can like.
Are they organized? Right. Not a chance.
Not a chance. So I've been thinking this through and Shaylee and I have partnered with Chatbooks, although this is all me, FYI. Shaylee introduced me to chatbooks, and then I went way down that rabbit hole real hard.
I was using chatbooks before there was an incentive involved.
Exactly. Yeah. So I love it. Just to keep, in case you haven't heard that phrase before, chatbooks, you can sync to your Instagram account or your Facebook account or even just a folder on your phone that's not public at all.
Just your phone favorites.
Yeah,
even. Just
your phone favorites. Heart them. There you go. And then what happens is it automatically, let's enjoy that word for a moment, automatically makes a photo book every time you have 60, and you can sign it up where then it ships it to your house. You have 3 days. It'll be like, you hit 60, and you have 3 days to kind of like delete anything out of it you don't really aren't feeling anymore.
Right.
Or change the cover photo. If you have a favorite from that set of 60, you can pick your favorite and make that the photo cover. And then it'll ship it. And it's like $8 or $10. Shipping is free. And Shaylee was the first house I went over, and I was like, what is this? What is this like perfectly uniformed stack of books on your mantle that are dated? And I thought, oh, of course, it's Shaylee. She's just going to be one of those people that like is always on it, is always like, I know exactly when and where this happened in the date. I'm like, seriously, they're all uniform. And she's like, no, they're just chapbooks. They just come to me. I don't even do anything. I do everything you do. They just show up at my house because I pay for it. And I'm like, huh.
And it's not stressful because I'm the type that like, would I want to pick the cover? Yeah, I'd want to pick the cover. Like, do I want to make sure that I didn't do like a long, weird, rambly, like caption that's in there? Or they take all of them from your, if you do the swipeable multiple photos on Instagram, it pulls them all.
Right.
So like when they send me an email, I'm like, oh yeah, I need to get on there and check that so I can pick the cover. And then like 1 day passes, 2 day passes, and I'm kind of like, meh, maybe I'll select the cover. And then I'll get an email saying, your chatbooks is sent because I waited too long. And I'm like, meh, and I don't even care. And then it comes in, I'm like, oh yeah, because I don't post anything I hate.
Right.
So
you love it all.
It always ends up being great. So
yeah,
I will say my mom didn't pick the cover once, and her book came with the photo of an ambulance from across the street when she was like trying to figure out what was going on and was like taking pictures of her neighborhood flooding. So I will say, depending on what you have out there, sometimes it's good to, I'm like, did you mean to the ambulance? She's like, I don't know how they got on there. Anyway,
that is hilarious. Anyway, so Shaylee was completely caught up on her chat books before we ever even started. I had never made a single one. I hadn't even logged in, hadn't even downloaded the app. So I have been on Instagram since 2011 when my my firstborn was like one-ish. And so I had a lot of years to catch up on. And anyway, and so as I was sorting through these, because I kind of thought, you know, I want it to be, I don't know, as concise as possible. If I hadn't touched anything, I would think I would have gotten like 30 books, but I went through and I read the captions. I deleted some of the, like the multiples or some of the ones that were like not terribly interesting. And I think I narrowed it down to like 21 books. And then what's cool is if you're really behind like me, you don't have to order them all at once. Although I did because I'm impatient. You could say, how would you like to be caught up? We'll send you 2 books a month for, you know, the next year until you're caught up, or 3 books or 4 books or whatever. You don't have to like plop all the sum down to be caught up.
Or so you can do like 10 books and 10 books. Yeah.
Right.
Whatever you want.
Whatever you want. So that was a nice touch. And then now that I'm all caught up, like I just got an email today that my next book is ready, and that's only like from the last month. So it's really exciting. So that is all way too detailed explaining what chatbooks is. But the reason I have told you all of this.
That's what spurred this on.
This is what spurred me to read every single post I've ever made on Instagram in a matter of, I think it took me 2 weeks.
It's basically you saved hundreds in counseling.
That's
sessions.
A lot. It's a lot of reflection on yourself and how you use this medium. And what I found, and this is why I'm kind of saying embrace what you do well, I am really good at Instagramming. I mean, as far as like remembering to do it, you know what I mean? Like, It's an automatic thing built in that's enjoyable, that, and there's usually a caption. And so I'm kind of, now that I've...
It's immediate gratification.
Yeah. And now that I've read all of those, I'm learning, like, this is my kids' baby's book, like baby books. Like, maybe it doesn't have the blank lines for things, but all the content is in there and all of the stuff that I really care about is in there. Right. And I think I'm just ready to release the other project and say that was a good idea, but it's not working for me. But this works really well, and I'm just going to embrace this and double down on it. And then now that I'm aware of that, be even more intentional about what I'm choosing to Instagram, which leads us to today.
What you've been choosing to Instagram lately has been spot on.
Thanks, Shaylee.
Yeah, beautiful photos of you. I was like, what has happened to Katie? Who's like, I'm going to be off Instagram for 3 months. And then all of a sudden she's like, bam, 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 bam.
I'll tell you what happened.
I don't know what's into you, but I love it.
Oh, thanks, Shor.
Instagram's about me, right?
It is about you. That's what we've learned. So if you're just tuning in.
Instagram's about
only Shor. Post what you think others will like. Wait, no. Okay, so that is my little thing about embracing what you are naturally good at, your documentation style, and not just forcing yourself into a whatever baby book you ordered, you know, 5 years ago. And even if it's not working, just maybe call it and then double down on what is working. So,
and if you're listening to this while pasting your seventh kid's hospital bracelet into a baby book, go you. You just go for it.
And that's part of embracing what you're naturally good at. If you're like a professional scrapbooker and you're like, digital makes me sad, I'm like, go for it.
Yeah.
But all the spines are lined up by date. I didn't even type I didn't type those dates. It's so nice.
I love it.
It's archived.
Just make Shor you name it something general, like Murphy's Family.
You want to know what I named it?
What?
Happy Days.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
You just have the punniest last name.
I really have. It's just full of puns.
Happy Days.
That felt
every
like,
day.
That felt like God's gift to me in a last name. He's like, you'll have fun with this. Okay, if you're still like kind of into the record keeping, like if the measurements and the weight and all that is fun for you, again, when you're next time you're at the doctor's office, if you take a picture that day, include the weight and height, and boom, it's in there. You know what I mean? It's like
or write it in the back of the book.
Yeah, whatever you want to do, you can kind of like reinvent the wheel a little bit to make it actually work for you, so it's not something you're always behind on. Okay, so. Blah, blah, blah. That's chat books. Let's get into the actual content. So here's what I don't like. I don't like when Instagram influences the way that I would otherwise make a memory. So let me explain that. I realized after Stories was introduced that I found myself capturing video upright because that's the way they work.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's like because of this social media platform, it actually either subconsciously or whatever changed the way I'm documenting my kids' memories. And when I think
about forever.
So when I think about like, why am I taking video of my kids? Like there's a lot of why in this episode, zooming out and going, what are we doing here? So, why am I taking video of my kids at all? My idea is I love going and sitting around the big TV and watching home movies with my siblings of our childhood. So what is that going to be for our kids? Is it going to be all
of
us?
It's going to be 10-second clips upright that don't show well
TV. Or that you never even put on a TV because you never forgot to download it off of your Stories or whatever, or couldn't figure out how to get it out of the archive, or I don't know. It's like there's too many steps between that beautiful memory I have of when they're like in their 18 and up, and it's influencing me like for short-term gratification and making me not think about like long-term. So I'll get into videos a little bit too. but that's like a good example of this is now upright because of social media. I'm taking videos differently now. Another thing is, like you said, they're 10 seconds or they're like not terribly thoughtful because you're just trying to like get it up there as fast as possible or get the joke out or whatever. But then photos in general, I am a photographer. Like I have like a really nice equipment and I don't use it because I have been sucked into this instant.
I need it on my phone though,
right,
so I can post it.
I know.
Before we leave the aquarium.
And there's absolutely nothing wrong with, I mean, the iPhones are awesome. And I mean, the quote that I love is why iPhonography has become like its own art form with its own e-courses, with its own like websites, is because the photojournalists of the world say the very best camera you have is the one you have with you, because
that's good,
because you'll miss it otherwise. If you don't have it on you, then you're going to miss it. So if the choice is a slightly less quality iPhone photo or not having the memory at all, of course I'm going to choose the iPhone. And there have been moments, like we went and hiked the Smoky Mountains and I was pregnant and we had 3 kids with us. And I did not think that was a DSLR opportunity to add more weight to my body. And I was so grateful I had my iPhone on with me. Or, you know, most of my pregnancy, I didn't feel like carrying a big camera around. But it becomes a habit where it's like, well, I'm just like getting used to the most convenient way to document this. And, it's just, it's one, I don't know. It's just
no. That allowing totally, me that totally makes sense.
Allowing it's enabling me to be lazier than to try like a little bit harder. So
well, and though if you have your camera with you, because we feel this way about video equipment as well. It's the same thing. We have really nice video equipment, but you feel you don't want to feel like you're working all the time. So when we have our equipment with us, we feel like we're working. And Jonathan will be like, I don't want to bring my camera to KC. I'm like, it's Christmas. He's like, yeah, but I feel like I'm working and I don't want to be tempted to work and.
Right.
Whatever. So.
Yes, I totally with you. If you're like behind on wedding photography and you know you have a couple of like sessions to edit, the last thing you want is a card full of personal photos that you're not going to that you're afraid you can't get to until you get your work done or whatever, kind of like. So it feels more like a chore than something enjoyable. But I'll address that in a minute, too.
Okay. You're full of information.
I know, but this is why I'm like, guys, we're already at like 20 minutes, and I'm like, okay, I don't even know how many parts it's going to be. So
I read. This is now a podcast about Instagram.
This is called, yes, exactly.
The Instagram podcast.
The Instagram for your ears. Callback, episode one.
First episode.
Okay, so here's what I learned from making a 20-plus book book series all at once. I read every single post since 2011, little by little.
Okay, I'm ready.
Since you can delete posts or edit captions, I read them for detail. Sometimes I deleted hashtags. Sometimes I deleted all the @s because I'm like, that doesn't make any sense in this context.
Now, Vanessa, the Chatbook's founder, would say, keep them all because they are all memories.
That's true. This is all my analness coming out. But
you've had. This is Katie trying to Instagram her memories.
So,
just kidding.
I'm handing this volume of books down to my kids, right? So a couple questions came up. In my mind, what do I want them to remember about their childhood? What do I want to remember about their childhood? So here's some favorites that I found through the years. My favorite things are my top favorite thing is whenever I wrote down a funny quote that they said. They are so funny. Like every time I came across one, I had already forgotten it. It was nowhere in my memory bank, and I read it out loud to Jared, and we were like crying laughing. Like it was like. As soon as you read it, you're like, oh my gosh, I remember that. How could I have ever forgotten it? And it's so funny. And so that like almost hurt my heart because I was like, what if I hadn't written that down that day? You know, then it's just kind of maybe you come across it someday, but it could just be gone. Another thing I enjoyed is I would post something sappy on their birthday. And I even remember those days kind of being like, I'm going to lose some followers on this one because some people aren't into the sap.
Like, she loves her kid.
But yeah, but sometimes they get a little long and rambly. And then rereading those, like, you know, it was an actual like, dear Nora, on your birthday, this is what you're like this year. And I'm thinking like, that's it. That's what I want her to read. You know, I don't care what the Instagram followers think of it. I want 18-year-old Nora to come across that photo and that caption and feel loved. That's what I want. And so, and it brought back memories for me because I'm already used to 3-year-old Nora. I forgot about 1-year-old Nora and 2-year-old Nora and what she was into. So it's like, it's so great. Another thing that I absolutely loved, and I had only done this maybe 10 times over those 20 books, and I'm going to do it way more, is I would take a picture of their artwork and I would put their name and age on it, but then accompanying that, I had them explain their art, and I wrote down their quote with no editing. Oh my gosh, they are so funny. We were dying laughing. But I forgot so much already. How much more would I have forgotten if I hadn't written that down? You know, it's just crazy. So we had a great time rereading those. I would read half of them out loud to Jared, and we were just like crying. So here's what I found myself deleting. Okay. Here's what didn't make it into the memories for my kids. Okay. Yeah. Almost instantly, without even reading it, I can't even tell you how many, like, this is what I ate or drank at a coffee shop. Like, what on earth?
But what if food is different, Katie? What if food changes? And they're like, what are these things with yellow centers? Eggs?
And it found, you know, the ones I deleted, I ended up kind of categorizing. I'm like, what kind of post is this? Like, what are we doing here? Like, why did I think that was necessary? But you know what I think those are called? I'm calling those the status update posts. And for me,
like I'm doing things.
Yes, like, and it's
out there. I'm eating at fancy brunches.
Yes, exactly. And if anyone is trying to like lean on the fact that they're like, the Instagram is my journal, like this is like the stuff I want to remember, like I dare you to defend the fact. Like, I mean, I mean, some of them are so, like, I know, I'm like, did I think I was fooling anyone? Like, I was like, I'm reading it, it's like, oh, cool, you made sure you Instagrammed from that donut shop the second day it was open, because you wanted to make sure people knew, like, that you know that you were there when it was new and cool.
I will say, okay, I'm calling myself out.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to say anything good or bad about any sort of business establishments, but I will say, I won't even say what kind of food. Okay. There's a dessert place in town. And there's a trendy dessert place that I don't like the dessert at. And every time I go, I take pictures and I post about it. And then there's this little local dessert place that's delicious and my favorite, and the place that I would stop when I was pregnant and eat desserts all by myself. And I've never, ever taken a picture there.
That light, though.
Ever.
That light, though.
Never. There's natural light in there. It's just like 1950s old school, like Coca-Cola machine, which sounds like vintage, but it's just kind of old. And I've never taken a photo in there ever, ever.
Oh, man. That's
that's on
so
me.
Good. Yeah, right. So status updates, and sometimes I think, like, it's almost like you just don't feel like you want to be alone that day. Like, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like, you just
I need someone to like my breakfast. I just need it.
Yeah.
Don't ask me
or
why.
Just, like, you know, as stay-at-home moms, I feel, you know, deeply for, because sometimes it's a lonely, you're in a house full of kids, but you can still feel kind of lonely. So sometimes it is like doing laundry. It's like you just...
Anybody else?
Yes,
where my ladies at?
You just want, like, the other people to be like, right? And that's, like, that's
me
it for
too.
The day. But that doesn't necessarily need to be... And maybe it does. Maybe that's a good, like, defining moment for you. And you do want to remember what it was like. But that doesn't necessarily need to make it into the album, maybe.
Yeah.
Here's the things I also deleted hard.
Okay.
Name dropping. Okay. So this is something...
Katie had to go through, and all of these, she's like hanging out with Shailene Murphy at Shailene Murphy, and she had to delete all of them because she was like, thought she was so cool.
I have found, and there's nothing wrong with this either. Again, I don't regret posting it. I'm just saying it's not going to make it in the album. That's all I'm saying. But it's funny when you're reading this amount in this short period of time that you're like, oh, gross. I have found that, like, the way you network on Instagram is sometimes just by, like, adding someone at signing someone in your caption. And Shaylee and I were laughing about it a little bit because we have said, like, there's so much FOMO, for fear of missing out, that goes on Instagram, that if you were invited to something and you couldn't go.
There's levels.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
First level, you get a picture with the host.
Yeah.
Second level, you were lucky to be invited. So you take a blurry picture with warm bodies moving around with the host blurry in the corner. You still tag them, even though you can only see half of their blurry body. Okay.
You may have never even spoken to them at that event.
Never spoken to them. Don't know them. You're lucky to have gotten invited. That was me, Emma's Clothing Exchange, like 3 years ago.
Shout out Emma Chapman.
I was like, I'm in Emma Chapman's house, just so everyone knows. I'm in Emma's house. I don't know how I got here. Somebody invited me. So, but we're besties.
But I'm going to tag her.
But
hard.
She's definitely tagged. Find it. It'll be an Easter egg in my Instagram. Then the third level is I physically wasn't even there, but I was on some sort of group text. This is when Katie and I was talking
yes.
about. So then, and everyone's done it. We're not making fun of anyone for doing it.
Self-deprecation.
You should feel bad. We've done it. We're all in the same
I probably group. Did it yesterday. Let's be honest.
Literally. So everyone hangs out to the thing you maybe were passively invited to and you couldn't go for whatever awesome reason.
Right.
So then I feel compelled to post in the comments.
Of the event.
So sad I couldn't make it. Thanks
everyone.
For the invite. I'll totally be there next time because I was invited because I'm friends with you and I'm still associated with in the comments at least.
And if anyone's reading these comments, they'll know.
I was invited,
but I couldn't
was invited.
Go. It was my choice.
Just so everyone knows, I wasn't left out. I chose to not go. I chose that.
So many of those. It's so funny. It's so
And then you end
so
it with,
funny.
Cute! Yeah.
So those would be the name-dropping posts. They did not make it in the chat books. And then something else that you already touched on, if you have multiple photos of the same day.
you get one.
You pick
Unless
one.
Unless you do the swipies. Unless you get the swipies now.
Well, you get the swipies. But I would even say the way I'm posting now, which I'll get to in more detail, you know, I even kind of think through, like, how many of these am I going to want in an album?
Yeah.
And kind of try to,
how
like...
How many do you really need?
Yeah, I try to be a little more hardcore about it in the beginning. So, you know, my rule now...
What's your rule?
You can pick one, two, or four, preferably one, But two at least is like a you're on the same page layout, like one on this side, one on that side. And then four, listen to this. You could,
okay, you're a designer. That's you. You that's
could,
on you.
I know. You could do in a little four grid collage, and then that's it. That's like, boom. That's like,
so you get
best.
To pick two or four.
Yeah,
okay.
Even number. Okay.
I'm looking. So as you're saying this, I'm fully listening, but I'm also scrolling through my Instagram. And I have a cute one of me holding a little bitty mini opal up.
Aww.
In your, this is from June 16th, 2016, in your playhouse at your house, Katie.
Aww.
That's a memory I'll have forever. I do feel like, which is probably why I don't have like 20,000 Instagram followers, but I do kind of post what I want for the most part.
No, that's
it's
really
pretty.
Good. That's really good.
But I'm looking through, I'm like, yeah, I feel like most of this I'm glad that I remember.
Yeah, exactly. I think that it depends on the person. And a lot of the comments we got in were like, ah, business, but also, ah, personal, but like, what do I do? So this is kind of addressing when you're feeling that tug of like, I don't really care about this long term, but I feel like I need to post it or whatever. And then something else, I showed preference if I had a couple to choose from. I showed preference on the ones I would pick consistently. So like, let's say we had a play date and I took three photos. I posted them all to my Instagram. The one that is like the most Instagram worthy, the one that gets like the biggest love on Instagram is like the I'm super panned out and I can see the whole design of this kind of cool coffee shop we're in. And my kid's like a couple pixels on the bench, but man, the space is really cool and the light's really cool. The next photo is like super close of their face with like a donut smeared on it.
You're like, I could be at Cracker Barrel. Who even knows where I'm at?
Yeah, but I picked the donut face in the chapbooks. Isn't that interesting? So it's like, oh, I get it. I get why like our grandmas are like, I can't see your face in this. Like, I get it. I get it now.
And you're like, it's art, Mom. It's art.
But I, you know, for the most part, I keep both of them. I'm just saying it's just kind of interesting how you're like, I wonder what their face looked like when they were at one and they ate a donut.
Yeah, because now you're older and don't remember.
Yeah, because now they're seven and that'd be nice to know. Okay.
That's good.
And then here's the things, a few things I kept. I kept a couple, you know, I had some like more journaly captions about how it's like, oh, it's hard to be a mom and work at the same time. And here's kind of what I'm sorting through. They weren't like whiny, but they were just kind of really honest, a little more vulnerable. I kept a few of those because I think, you know, that's also their childhood. Like they need to know that they had a working mom that was trying to figure it out, you know?
And you can do your own version of that. Like for me, that's when we were at Jen's house and there were eight kids there and Opal was the only one out of control and everyone had like, like 2 to 4 kids and mine was the only one who was out of control. And I left and I cried on my way home because I was so like, I just let her watch cartoons in the back and I just drove around before I even went home because I was so like,
exhausted.
And yeah, but I think my Instagram post was like, I'm going to be raw and vulnerable. And I think it was just like, it was hard. So many kids were there. But like, I understand that that means like, oh,
right.
Like that was vulnerable, Shaylee.
Right.
You know, on Instagram. So I think even if you're not getting into like, and then I cried on the way home, the whole way home because I hate my life or whatever, which I don't. That's not what I meant. But I think even without
vulnerable
going
means
that far,
super dramatic. That's what we're learning.
Right. I think even without getting dramatic, like I'll know, oh yeah, that was a hard night. Like,
right.
That'll trigger the memory for me.
Right.
Even though it was also fun and cute and it was just, I was very tired by the end of it.
Right, right. So. I think you said whose kid is the only one up on the coffee table or something like that.
Yeah, the only, we couldn't get all the people to sit on the couch. By people,
cute.
I mean children, and somehow Opal could climb off of the couch and onto the coffee table and like 0.5 seconds.
That was a good night. Okay, so so those are I kept some of my photography posts, although you know, it's kind of funny, like I think that's kind of what hit me too about not using my nice camera is I'm like, oh, this is a really good picture of someone else's family memory, so does that equal into my personal family album of someone else's family? Like, it's kind of interesting when you're a photographer because you're like, I want my kids to know that I loved photography, but they don't know these people.
And this couple.
Right. And so I'm like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to keep client work in this album. If I wanted to make some portfolio or something, that's different. But like, I don't think that really matters in long term for me. But then I'm like, but then how will they know they're good at photography? And then that's what kind of triggered this whole revamp of my Instagram where I'm like, maybe I'll like try and take pictures of them, like, you know.
Like, if I, only I could marry these two things.
Right. How could I possibly do that? Anyway, so we'll get to that in a second. So here's just kind of a recap of what we just talked about. The types of posts that I've observed while going through my chatbooks. The status updates, which is I just kind of want to feel like I'm not alone. It's sort of a non-memory. It's just sort of like a, this is what's happening right now, literally.
Our current status, Springfield status update is the aquarium.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And everyone who's everyone is like, oh, you haven't been to the aquarium? Oh, you just didn't post it? Like, why?
Why would you not post it?
Everyone's posting it.
And then a family photo. I do want to remember this years from now. A business photo, which is either like a client photo or an announcement, or this is a new podcast episode, or it's like we're having a sale. Those are all very important to post. You need to post them. They're just probably not going to make it in my album.
What about you shooting a client that someone else, third party, takes of you actually in action working? Because I love those.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. This is what your mom looked like when she was working.
This is when you were at daycare, what I was doing.
And then networking photo, we all do it. It's okay. But this is like anything encompassing the name dropping or the friend brag. Oh my gosh, the friend brag. Okay, I'm so guilty of this, but sometimes they are hilarious. They are just like,
they're so funny.
My friend Michelle made a joke the other day where she was like, I think she might be in love with her. oh my gosh, my soulmate from another, this is my wife. This is like my, my girl.
My lady this wife.
I can't do life without her. She picks me up when I'm down. Like paragraphs and paragraphs of how good of friends you guys are, which is very sweet. And a little.
You're like, I don't think I have one of those.
And a little.
I don't even think my husband is like that. Just kidding.
It's a little uncomfortable for all of us. It's okay. You can keep doing it. We had lunch. That's in the networking photo.
I had
lunch with a friend and we took 50 photos of it. This one's sometimes kind of like a networking move in the wedding industry. Again, there's nothing wrong with any of these. Networking is good. But if you shoot a wedding, if you like kind of find all of the vendors that were there and you tag them all in your photo, that's a good example of like a networking photo that is good to post, good for business, not necessarily going to make it in my Instagram or in my family album. Okay. All that to be said, thinking through business posts and personal posts and posts that aren't necessarily photogenic, but I want to remember, I have a new plan. Would you like to hear my new plan?
I'd love to hear your new plan.
I have started a private account.
It's not private anymore.
Well, it is private.
Just kidding.
It's meant to be private. Don't tag me if you know about it. So it is literally my grandma's, like the grandmas of my children and their aunts follow it. And anything.
And Shaylee.
And Shaylee. You're in the inner circle. Literally, I think like 16 people. And I follow those 16 people. And that's all that needs to happen in that account. So anything, think of it as almost like a stories. Anything you would post to your stories because it feels silly or poorly lit or like, I don't know, doesn't match your personal brand, it ends up in this little private account, which is also...
This is you at 3 a.m. taping a photo into your baby book that no one sees but you and your family.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
This is the 3 a.m. account. So it is also synced to the very same chatbooks account. So I have my...
You can sync multiple Instagrams.
Yes. So I have my public Instagram and my private Instagram both sync in there. And so if I want to get really, really rambly or really, really vulnerable, or if I want to do like 100 posts of my kids' drawings in a row, I don't sweat it.
Yeah.
I don't sweat it because while that would not be interesting for my, you know, stranger followers, the grandmas aren't going to be like, that was too many. I hate my grandkids.
I want to see one more of their precious angelic drawings.
I'm bored. You don't have to worry about it. It's a non-issue.
Okay, I never thought that I needed one, but now that you're describing it, so here's the
freedom.
Thing. I feel like your Instagram's more like a biz. I don't really feel like mine's ever been a busy, like a biz type.
Yeah, because you have a separate one for your video.
We do.
Right.
Yeah, we have a separate one for my video. But I do sometimes feel like if I've posted like five in a row of just Opal,
right?
Then I try to like throw in one with me in it or throw in one that's pretty looking. So there is that
right. You feel
expectation.
It. You feel it. Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, but and then here's what else is interesting I've noticed in the private account. And by the way, if you know me in real life and you didn't know I had a private account, it's all in my stories, so you're not missing anything. Don't worry about it, really, truly. I don't want anyone to be like, wait a minute.
What?
And
it's new.
And if you follow my public account and my private account, you're seeing everything up to three times, including Facebook. So sorry.
Who really wins here? I'm going to post a picture and say, so thankful to know Katie on three levels. And I'm going to tag all of your accounts.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's helpful. So also when you're thinking about this in a private account, and you're thinking about it, I'm posting this intentionally to end up in my physical album that I'm printing. It changes the way you write. It changes your captions. It changes, like, there's no need to hashtag anything. You're not trying to network. You're not trying to get anything going on. And you can write like you are writing to your kids, or, you know, even if you're writing it to the grandmas, it changes the tone. It's like way more personal than like, hey, followers.
And you're not having to explain things. Like, instead of being like, Nora, my third youngest child. It's like, no, people know Nora. Like, you don't have to, like, explain, like, she's my strong-willed one before you give the, you know, you don't have to do the disclaimer and the description to keep, like, catch everyone up to speed.
Exactly. And it just feels really personal in its tone. And it just feels like somehow easier because you're just not, it's just another layer you're not thinking about. You're just writing. And then any of these posts can go into a story if you decide, oh, that was really funny. It's not like a gorgeous photo, but it's worth viewing. You can throw it up in a story, but it's like I flipped it, so it's like it goes into my my private account first, and then
the story.
If it goes into a story, but I won't worry about the memory disappearing or not ending up in a book or whatever. So stories are a second priority because I'm not gonna you influence me, Instagram. Dang it!
Only you're making everything. I'm using you three times more now.
Yep,
because you're not influencing.
You're not influencing me at all. I'm turning my videos back sideways.
My personal account that I don't have, well, I have it, but it's my main one. That would be where the burnt baby goes.
Yes, because you got to remember
the burnt baby.
Yeah, you might explain
but
that.
I'm not going to.
You might explain that.
The burnt baby.
That's confusing.
Right. Okay, so I'm assuming everyone here like watches enough of our stories that we post once every month to see them first thing on their feeds. I'm sure everyone understands.
Yeah, sure.
There's no way you'll go in the next 24 hours because it's released.
See?
She? Opal put a baby doll in the oven when it was not on, and I was making breakfast on the top of the oven. She likes to play in it, and she's really strong for a 2-year-old. And she opened up the oven and put the baby in there, and I took the baby out, but remember thinking, well, that wouldn't be good. So flash to that night. And I took out the stone thing before I preheated it. So I was open and in there, but I didn't see the baby. And there's a chance I slid the baby when I pulled the stone thing out because I don't think her little arms are strong enough to wedge it that far in the back. Anyway, I preheated the oven to 350 with a baby doll in it.
Yeah, you did.
And the baby doll got slightly charred, but it lived. And I had to pull it out with tongs. And then Opal has a Doc McStuffins checkup kit. And she goes, she needs a checkup, and then did this whole like doctor thing on it.
So it worked out well
for her. Okay, and then our whole kitchen, I couldn't get like the burnt, like whatever that
burnt baby smell.
Whatever burnt baby, but it didn't burn. It was like mega baby. I don't even know how you could destroy it. It's like a cockroach. Anyway.
Oh man,
that's the burnt baby.
And
it ended up in our stories.
She needs,
but I wouldn't post it.
She needs to end up in your chatbooks. I don't know. Maybe
burnt
you can
baby.
Maybe you can start your new private one just with that one, and you'll forget you have it, and then it'll only be that picture for months.
It'll be called Burnt Baby. Burnt Baby.
Yes. So I would say the added benefit to this private account is since I'm only following like the 16 people who I'm like closest to in the entire world, like my family who lives long distance, and then like my friends who I, you know, I'm always up to date with. The nice thing is I can hit play once on my feed and I don't miss anything that they post. They're not buried at all. It's kind of nice. So
see, that's good too.
So I see every single one. And I don't need all of them to follow me on that account because they are going to see the same posts in either the stories or Facebook, but they can if they want. It's all fine. But just to warn
that
you,
that account is not about followers.
Right.
I don't care.
Right. I don't care. But, just to warn you, you're only going to get one or two likes. You're going to be okay.
Right.
You're going to be okay. That's not what that account is for.
When I started Instagram, on like 50% of my posts, I didn't get any likes.
I know. I didn't even know you could get likes. I was so confused by this platform.
It wasn't even like, I wasn't like, but now if I posted something, like if it doesn't have likes in the first like couple seconds, I'm like, did it post? Is it correct?
And then you're like, should I delete it?
Did I offend everyone?
Everyone. Okay. So that is my plan for my private account. My public account, the one you guys know, if you follow me.
O'Katie Day.
At O'Katie Day. You're supposed to sing it in the style of Sister Act 2.
Once I typed in O'Shaley Day looking for myself.
Oh, you did not.
I totally did. I only got O'Shaley. I only got O'Shaley typed in, and then I realized that is not me. That is Katie.
What does that say about everything?
Not anything good. Nothing good.
That is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. Anyway, my public account, so this is where I'm going to hit on business just a little bit. I am a photographer, so this is only photography specific, but if it applies to your business, that's a bonus. But we are going to get more into your various questions and businesses in another episode. So I'm a photographer. I'm going to treat my Instagram like a photography gallery or a mini portfolio. So although it will be mostly personal posts, because I feel like it would be really jarring for me to just be like, and now I only post clients. I feel like everyone who followed me would be like, I'm out. That doesn't make any sense. You've never posted clients and now it's 100% clients. Because there's a lot of great photography portfolios that only post clients, but people knew what they were getting into from the ground up, if that makes sense. So I think it's kind of strange to just completely, you know, change your pace. So I'm going to post... personal posts need to represent the brand that I have built and that I'm trying to build. So I will post it if it has emotion, typically laughter. That's my favorite emotion. Really good lighting, or if it has a strong architecture or design element, that's fair game too. So travel photos I think are awesome and they don't need to be, you don't need to apologize for those. Everyone loves a good design. And the reason I picked these three things is because if you are a photographer, the best thing you can do is post what you want to shoot. So if you are posting brides, you're going to get more weddings. And if you're posting families, you're going to get more families. And so don't post it if it's something you hated and you never want to do again. So if you had a commercial shoot that was really rigid and involved like, you know, external lighting and very detailed product, you know, design, and you post that, that's you saying, I want to do that again. But if you hated that shoot, don't post it.
Don't post it. And I'll say, so we've traveled a lot for video, just to add in a little side thought of this. We travel a lot for video. So we thought, hey, it would be fun. Let's like dig through a lot of our travels. Jonathan's been to like 30 countries or something crazy. And so we did a whole bunch of little videos on our travels. And like when I was pregnant, we went to Switzerland and posted a whole bunch of little shorts. And then we did like a demo reel that had some of our in-studio work, but a lot of it was travel related. Well, the problem was we did that just kind of for fun. But we obviously had a baby where we weren't like looking to globetrot much more.
Right.
But what happened was people, clients, and people that I knew who weren't clients but maybe were looking to hire us, they would look at that and say, oh, you guys do like nature stuff and like a lot of like travel stuff. Like, do you do commercial work? Do you do?
Right.
And so it looked like, and maybe, you know, I might have had five of those conversations. I don't think we necessarily lost work, but it was confusing for people.
Right.
If we're going after commercial work and we offer graphical videos, and the problem was we got pegged as graphical only like 10 years ago when Jonathan got started. Everyone's like, oh, he's the graphics guy.
Right.
So he's almost tried to get so far away from that it's like, oh, no, we can do graphical videos. We can do shoots in town. We don't just do like walking under waterfalls in Switzerland, but they looked cool. So you kind of have to balance. That's totally the same thing. You have to make sure like what you show will be what people assume that you do. And if you don't show all different types of it, show the work that you want to get.
Right. Okay, so then, and this is just a reminder that your captions can announce anything you want them to say, but the permanent photo from now on, what I'm posting on my my photography account is, I just don't want it to be like an impulsive, quick decision because you want to feel like you're participating in that moment. I can still do a status update if it meets the criteria of those three things that I've decided. You know, for example, if I'm traveling and it's a well-designed space, like that has nothing to do with my family or, you know, whatnot, but it's it's worthy because I want to find my people. And my people, I want to appreciate good design. I want them to be fun. I want them to be laughter. So I'm just going to show those things. And sure enough, you end up finding them. Because my favorite three shoots of this year were lifestyle in-home sessions in these magical, well-designed house with these laid-back, awesome, laughy families. And
are you talking about your shoot with my family?
You're next, Jaylee.
She hasn't shot my family.
I'm going to get you. So my goals for 2018 are to shoot more like that. So I'm going to show more like that. And if I run out of that, I can always just do that with my family, right? So the benefit too is I want those photos. So I'm going to try to step it up this year and photograph my family in the way that I want to photograph others. And it excites me. I'm excited.
Very exciting.
So I'm going to give you all of my practical workflow tips, literal photography tips. And if you do not have a DSLR and you just have an iPhone, I'm going to address that as well. So there'll be something for everybody on the next episode of how to up your photo game on Instagram. So now we're just in time for our segment. Today's segment is going to feature Shaylee. Shaylee's got a very specific set of skills. And we're calling this segment Behind the Caption.
Behind the Caption. Yes. It's kind of like behind the
music.
What is it? The writer's studio. Yeah, behind the music. That's what it is. Yep. But not like we copied. It's just kind of like the same concept.
Yeah, parallel thinking. Shaylee, I'm looking at your Instagram here, and I see that you always do an amazing job of documenting Opal every month.
Looks
like she's in...
Stressful. It's very stressful.
Effortless, you mean? Effortless?
Effortless. Effortless.
So it looks like, you know, we have a series here where she's in front of the wallpaper in her room. And yeah, just kind of shows her growing, what she is into that month.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool.
That was a good idea.
The caption says like, love my little girl. Life is good. Super sweet.
So sweet. Said four words. Yeah.
So why don't you tell us what's going on behind the caption?
Behind the caption. Well, she doesn't get a lot of light in her bedroom, so there's a very small window. Usually these posts showed up about 2 weeks late, so if you notice, I never actually said the date of her next month. It got a little draggy in year two when she got mobile. So these consisted of usually never a good time, that she was never dressed up in the same time that the room light was perfect. So they also, the way that I chose to shoot the first one, I had to drag the crib out of the way because the crib sits in front of the wall. So... I run in, you know, do a quick drag the crib, make sure the carpet and rug doesn't get caught up in it, get that all out of the way. Then I drag the wooden horse, you know, in the center. Then I have to move the big, tray shelf with her toys on it because that gets clipped into the frame and it needs to be a complete, you know, open wall, obviously. So I pull that out of the way. Then... I have to tackle the toddler and get her outfit on. So when she became mobile, it became a two-person job.
Oh, my gosh.
So that was fun for Jonathan. So I'd have to pull him in. I'd have to close the door so there was no escaping. And then I'd have to sit on the floor. And there's just a lot of, not shouting, but, like, loud talking and, like, getting her. There was a lot of blurry outtakes because she's so fast. You know, I don't think she loved sitting on the wooden rocking horse, but that was what was there to document the size of her growing.
Oh, so good.
So that was in everyone. So usually Jonathan had to come in. I'd take like 87 pictures. We'd all be sweating by the end of it. then we'd dress, like change her back into her pajamas and like drag everything back. It was quite the ordeal. And then we would go through the 87 pictures and find like the cutest one. And we usually wouldn't agree because Jonathan always wants the one with her smiling and I would want the one of her like... you know,
angel
emo
face.
Looking down
yes.
or something with the right, with the sun hitting it. And then we'd go, oh, wasn't that worth it?
And was it?
And then we wouldn't answer. We wouldn't answer the question. We would just pose the question.
And that's what you guys couldn't see. Behind the caption.
The caption. You want to know the saddest thing about that is I made up her hashtag of monthly photos and then hashtags did this thing where they just like, you can't see half of them. So that's fun.
Aww.
Right. So my whole idea was, and then I can click and look through all the months on my own and Instagram. And then Instagram was like, nah, we're going to take that from you.
See, guys.
Have fun. This was worth it.
See, guys.
See, guys. I could go back and make a chat box of only the monthly
That's
ones,
true.
But I only have 23. I didn't do 24. I didn't do her 1 year one. I was like, I'm over this. There's 12 pictures from her birthday on there already. She's fine. Not that I was bitter by the end, but just maybe a little bit.
So if you have to move multiple pieces of furniture, maybe choose a simpler spot for a monthly photo.
Yeah. And then there's Kelsey Baldwin, who's going at like 40 some months and like nailing it.
Yeah.
And I don't know how.
Yeah.
Not everyone can be her.
Not everyone can be Kelsey Baldwin. Okay, guys. We'll see you next week for part two of Instagram.
We watched Boss Baby with Opal, which we've never watched a movie with her. And it was really fun because she loves babies and she loves puppies.
She loves bosses.
Until, like, right, she loves bosses and babies and suits. But then it got to the part where, like, the imagination, like, the overactive imagination and, like, Boss Baby turned into little Satan babies.
Yeah, that's not fun.
And we were like, oh, maybe no. Maybe not this. I want to be in the room with people making, like, kid movies. And be like,
do any of you
who
have kids?
Thought it was a good idea to ruin bedtime tonight? Who thought it'd be a good idea?
Was it Gary?
Parents? I don't care to see a Satan baby.
Gary?
Like, I don't care.
Gary?
Like, Gary? Gary? Gary's like, I have an idea. Satan babies. And everyone's like, yeah, let's do that. Let's just sprinkle that into the adorable puppies and then be like, Satan baby.
Shaylee and Katie, the podcast was recorded in Springfield, Missouri. Thank you guys so much for listening. We love hearing from you on Instagram, emails, and especially iTunes reviews. Reviews help others hear about the podcast, and we read every single one. We also really appreciate you guys who share the podcast with your friends on social media. If you want to reach out, you can contact us at shayleeandkatie@gmail.com, or you can find us at shayleeandkatie.com. We couldn't do it without you, and we love you.